PFT Media.
Tattoos in Paramore, Mystery Walls in Winter Park, Escaping to Baldwin Park, this and more on The Daily City. This is Mark Baratelli, editor of The Daily City. Welcome back. A Women's History and Cultural Center is in the works for half of the Girl Scouts of Citrus Council Building at 341 North Mills Avenue. A master plan request for a public benefit use addition to the existing office on the property was submitted to the Municipal Planning Board with an anticipated hearing date of August 20th. The basic changes to the building include turning the one-story portion of the building, which hovers over a parking lot, into a 3,500-square-foot, three-story building. The owners of Paragon Tattoo Shop have submitted a request for a conditional use permit to allow a 3,617-square-foot tattoo parlor and coffee shop with an accessory banquet hall at 1109 West Church Street in Paramore. It's anticipated to go before the Municipal Planning Board August 20th. Advent Health Winter Park Memorial Hospital is making changes to a public-facing area on its property at the corner of North Lakemont Avenue and Goodrich Avenue. We asked the hospital for details, but they declined to comment. The area used to be hidden by a cinder block wall a few feet from the curb that stretched the length of the property. The wall has since been demolished, and a new wall has been constructed several feet further back away from the curb, revealing more of the property to the public. The focal point of the area is a unique privacy screen with photos of mature oak trees printed on it. In front of the screen are eight large palm trees, landscaping, two bus stop structures, and three modern large white benches. Escape Artists is opening an Orlando location of its escape room business in Baldwin Park Village Center inside the former Planet Beach location at 4859 New Broad Street. The business has a location in Sanford at 115 North Oak Avenue. At Escape Artists, teams of 2 to 6 players are locked in a room and have to work together in order to solve puzzles, decode ciphers, and find secret passages in order to escape within the 60-minute time limit. And speaking of Baldwin Park, a new poke bowl restaurant called Ocean Poke is coming to downtown Baldwin Park in Unit 4962. It's a new restaurant brand created by a company that owns Asian restaurants, according to Tim Rogers at Franklin Street Realty. The space it will be occupying is next door to Ice NY Ice Cream and Gators Dockside, and across the street from Orlando Metro Gymnastics. Approval for a conditional use permit was granted by the Municipal Planning Board for Soto Retail Development LLC to demolish the structure at 2401 South Orange Avenue, which is a 2,652-square-foot veterinary clinic, and to construct a new, similarly sized bank with a drive-thru. The original building was built in 1952 and located in the Soto Main Street District. Thank you for listening to The Daily City. Read more Orlando news at our blog at thedailycity.com/blog and on our Instagram at The Daily City. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Baratelli.
A PFT Media production.